Those are my two like nuggets of advice. I would say think about what gets you really excited and passionate. It doesn't have to be like the thing that you'll stay in for forever, but something right now that you're really like, I want to make a change in that area. And for like those individuals, or in solving that problem specifically, and then also what you yourself are good at, whether that's data, whether that's like a specific technology skill, whether it's communication, or maybe you're the big picture thinker and maybe you'll be the founder of the organization, whatever it is, think about how your skills, not necessarily like your weaknesses, because I think a lot of people when they focus on growth, they're like, oh, I want to focus on my weakness and improving it. But for this purpose, you should definitely think about your strengths and where they can start you off on a good path when you graduate.
I think Rachel had some stellar advice. I'll be brief. I think on top of what Rachel advised you to do, a great thing to do would be just to read a lot. Reading a lot about different people who have worked in different careers and reading their books and their experiences and their day-to-day work lives, I think is really, really beneficial, because sometimes you look at a job from an outside perspective and you don't really understand what's happening and what are the daily goings and what are the daily stress, because some jobs might look really beautiful from the outside, but actually day-to-day of the job is not a great fit for you at all. So I think realizing that would be the best step forward. So on top of Rachel's 2 points about reflection and acting, asking friends, etc., you should totally read a lot. You can read books, you can read online, you can read journal articles, magazines, academic pieces, just read. Okay, Michelle.
Again, I don't think I'm qualified enough to give any kind of advice, but I'd love to share some of my thoughts. I think every career has its meaning as long as you're trying to be supportive and helpful to others. And working in a nonprofit is not the only way to make your career meaningful. So you really don't need to spend too much time struggling before you even start it. Sometimes you just take the first step and everything just happens naturally. And when I consider my career, I'm actually trying to find a job that can make me economically independent, a job that I'm good at, a job that enables me to help others, and a job that that fits my personal lifestyle. And I know it's not an easy question to answer, and different people will have a different answer to it.
What role does luck play in your stories? Were there any particular fortunate things that happened for you? How can others try to replicate that?
So the first question about luck, I'll say luck totally plays into account, but I think that if you work hard and put in the effort to really think about your skill set critically, and the strategy that you want to build toward getting the job that you want or being a part of the solution in a way that you want to be a part in the solution, like that way, lucky or unlucky, you'll have the path laid out for you, that you'll have put in the work, and you're much more likely to get to where you want to go. So I would say luck definitely plays a role in it, but you can also make your own luck, if that makes sense.
I mean, I'm a firm believer that life is half luck and half human agency. So as much as whatever is the circumstances we're in, we need to work as hard as possible and explore as much as possible and take full agency of our decisions and our circumstances. But there's also so much circumstances, so much luck that we're not able to control, that I do totally feel we should be kind of letting it be. So in a way, I don't think people can replicate luck or people can replicate fortune outside of whatever luck or whatever fortune or whatever circumstance they've been given in, or they find themselves in, whatever their belief is. They need to make as much of possible of the old opportunities that are given to them. So do as much as possible, and I think that's the way to replicate the luck.
Yeah, I think luck is not the only defining factors, but I do feel very lucky in many aspects of my life. So for example, I learned about the internship opportunities at PIM and UNDP China, both from people I know. So I think it will be beneficial for you to tell a lot of people what you care about, and that might be a way to increase the level of your luck.
Did you have a moment of doubting yourself and really want to give up? What did you do then?
I had plenty of moments of doubting myself. I think that everyone does. There's it's called imposter syndrome, right? Where you think that you don't actually know what you're doing, but everyone else knows what they're doing. But in reality, no one knows what they're doing. So I think that, I mean, when you want to give up, just think about why you started in the first place, and what makes you happy, and like reach out to friends and stuff, because everyone has moments where they want to give up and they doubt themselves. But the fact that you're even here listening to this conversation means that you have the drive and skill set to do whatever it is that you want to do.
I really think doubting is a normal part of everyday lives that we lead. So I think when you doubt yourself, you need to remind yourself of doubting is actually a one step forward towards success. And it means that you need to work on whatever you're doubting yourself on much more to actually stop doubting yourself. So that's what I would say.
I think instead of doubting myself, it's more usually the case that I doubt whether something I do really worth it. So maybe it's just a mentality thing. If after your rational analysis and careful consideration, you feel like you need to give up or switch to another path, I think that is also okay. So don't put too much pressure on yourself when you start to doubt yourself.
Chengiz, I'm curious why you choose a career path that seems to have no relationship with your major. What do you think you have gained from your major?
Just to respond on the anthropology question, I think anthropology is an organized way of looking at the world. I think, I guess, in the American college system, we don't necessarily study what we're going to work at, especially Harvard is an institution that encourages studying things that are very theoretical and that on which you can base your foundational knowledge and point of inquiry. And from that point of inquiry, you can gaze at the world in a particular way and try to make the impact from the anthropological standpoint. So that's what I guess I'm doing. Anthropology basically says that everything is value-based, everything is culture-based, and everything is social structure-based. So we do a lot of functional and structural explanations, and we basically say that in business, in law, in politics, in entrepreneurship, in everything, we are need to focus on the human creations, and on the basic value propositions of those human creations.
How do you deal with the frustration when some of your friends, family members don't get what you are doing, or when it's hard to find someone who has the same passion on the things you do?
I think that when your friends and family members don't understand why you're doing what you're doing, like for me, I just don't really talk to those friends and family members about it, unfortunately. You know, I'll be very, very like brief with what it is that I'm doing, and then seek out people who do understand and have the same passions that I do and do want to listen and support me in what I'm doing, because it definitely happens where not all your family members, not all your friends are going to get it or support you. And so finding communities like PIM, Philanthropy in Motion, and like different college clubs or whatnot that can support you is a really great thing.